State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
The state says 38 schools with persistently low test scores might not have to close by the end of the year. At least not yet. These schools now have 60 days to come up with a turnaround plan using what's called a partnership model. State of Opportunity's Jennifer Guerra visited a school that used that turnaround model several years ago to great success.
Don't get me wrong. I liked my principal back when I was in school, but I never had the impulse to hug my principal. But at Maples Elementary, students and teachers give Fatmeh Faraj hugs, big bear hugs, when they see her in the hall and they shout her name.
Oh, we miss you. We miss you.
Up until this school year, Faraj was principal at Maples in Dearborn. And fourth grader Iman Subra says she was beloved.
She made us feel welcomed and always greeted us with kindness and respect, not just like just saying hi. She'd always say like hi, she'd give us hugs and do everything for the school.
As it is with so many people who are great at their job, Faraj was promoted out of the school to a district level position, but not before she made some major changes at Maples and transformed it from a failing school into a success story. Maples is a high-poverty school filled with immigrants and refugees from the Middle East. The vast majority of students are English-language learners. When Faraj took over as principal in 2010, the school was ranked in the 12th percentile. Today, it's in the 70th percentile. That is a huge leap in 6 years. So how did she do it?
Everything we did was based on data.
She looked at the data, and together with the teachers and staff, they identified weaknesses and tackled them, one at a time.
Did you get more money with your turnaround efforts?
No. No more money. But we used the money differently.
She hired reading and writing coaches for the kids and aides to help out in each classroom. And she partnered with everybody.
To create that partnership, it was not only the teachers, myself, the secretaries, and the school staff. We had to create a strong partnership with the parents also and the community.
For the parents, she set up phone trees, called parents personally, visited them at home. She also created a blog in Arabic and English to let them know what was happening at school. And she enlisted the help of the community to offer their services, free of charge, to help alleviate some of the effects of poverty.
Doctors, dentists, social workers. We did seek financial support for certain families, donations, eyeglasses, you name it. So we took care of the whole child.
Faraj also worked closely with teachers to set realistic goals, stressing gradual student growth, not immediate proficiency. Jill Marveso was teaching second grade when Faraj took over as principal and says every time Faraj introduced a new intervention or set a new goal, Marveso would ask,
if I'm going to set this goal with this student, what are you going to do to help me? And who's going to be in my room to, you know, continue interventions?
Every time Faraj had an answer. Marveso says there is not one initiative that was ever introduced at Maples without the staff getting the support they needed to make it successful.
So I never felt stressed or thinking that I couldn't do it because I had the constant support.
And that, in a nutshell, is the lifeline the state is offering to the 38 schools slated for possible closure. A turnaround model where everybody works together to address the effects of poverty in the building in a realistic, consistent, and holistic way. And having a rock star principal in place goes a long way, too.
If we could clone Fatmeh Faraj like 25 different times and, you know, she was available to be in 25 different places at one time, then we could make lots of progress.
With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.